This is Dorothy Seckler interviewing Adolf Gottlieb in New York on October 25th, 1967. Mr. Gottlieb, there are two important exhibitions of your work coming up this year. What areas in your painting do these cover, and where will they be?
The shows that are coming up are going to be at the Whitney Museum of American Art and at the Guggenheim Museum. They will be shown simultaneously, opening February 13th, 1968. The Guggenheim exhibition will consist of what I call my pictographs. This is a phase of my work that was done roughly between 1941 and about 1952. And actually, there will be an overlap. The Guggenheim will show work starting with the work of 1941 and going into as late as, say, 54. Then the Whitney show will also overlap and start with work that was done about 1952 and more or less up to the present time. Not necessarily 1967 or 68, but certainly including work as late as 1966.
I'd like to talk a little bit about your early life. I understand you were born in New York.
That's right.
I'd like to, I think it might be helpful to know a little bit about your family and where the kind of environment you had. Something in the environment may, after all, have had some bearing on your becoming an artist.
Well, I don't know that my environment had anything to do with my becoming an artist, except perhaps in a negative way. I think that a lot of young people, at the time when I was young, had a tendency to revolt against middle-class values, and they didn't want to go into business. So they got interested in the arts. And perhaps this was partly the reason. However, I don't think there's any significance in anyone going into the arts for this reason or that. This is a sociological problem. I think what really counts is what you have on the ball. And if you don't have anything on the ball, what's the difference why you went into the arts?
Well,
there are a million reasons why people go into the arts. I mean, a lot of young women I see go to art school because it's a place to meet young men.
Mm.
And there are a lot of young men who are incapable of doing anything. And they can get away with a lot by going to art school.
Yes. Well,
so.
Carl Rosenberg has a theory that an aversion to hard work has something to do with becoming an artist.
Well, I had an aversion to hard work, but I have worked very hard at times at my painting.
Well, you mentioned, of course, a rebellion against going into business and that sort of thing. Were your family in business? Was it a family that...
Yes, my father was in business. A typical middle-class businessman, and when I was in my teens, I went into his business for about a year. Decided that was not for me.
What was it about it that bothered you most?
What bothered me? Well, it bored me. I wasn't interested in it. I was interested in art.
Well, what had you? We're jumping ahead of our story a little bit, but how had that come about? Can you remember the first time that you were aware of this, of sort of wanting to go in a different direction from that would have meant conforming to your family and the patterns that was around you?
Well, I was a very early youthful rebel. I found that I was good at art when I was in high school. And